Yeah. The clerk has it.
The clerk has it, yeah. Would you, okay, but I went through her email to her. I can text her. If we can put our hands on it, I'll take it back with us, but I know the ad is out there in the village. See if she is the application posting. Do you have that screen? I don't know.
Yeah, it's recording.
Okay.
Yep, we're good to go.
All right, I will call to order the public hearing for the Donegala Solar Project in the town of Leiden. It is 1:03 p.m. by my clock, Thursday, October 27th, 2022. And we're here as the IDA just to open up for public comments. Any thoughts and information on the proposed project? And I will start by reading the notice of public hearing. Notice is hereby given that a public hearing pursuant to section 859A2 of the General Municipal Law of the State of New York will be held at the County of Lewis Industrial Development Agency on the 27th day of October 2022 at 1:00 p.m. local time at the Town of Leiden Town offices located at 6606 School Road in the Town of Leiden, Lewis County, New York, in connection with the following matter. Donegala Solar LLC, a New York State limited liability company, has submitted an application to the agency, a copy of which application is on file at the office for the benefit of the company. And we also have it here with us. Said project consisting of the following: the acquisition of an interest in a 30-acre portion of an approximately 88.1-acre parcel of land located on 3127 East Road in the town of Leiden, Lewis County, New York. The construction on the land of an approximately 4.5 megawatt AC solar energy generating facility comprised of new electrical equipment, accessories, concrete pads for equipment, and a new gravel access driveway. Collectively with the improvements called the facility and the acquisition and installation therein and thereon of related fixtures, machinery, equipment, and other personal property. All of the foregoing to constitute a solar energy generating facility to be owned and operated by the company. The granting of certain financial assistance with respect to the foregoing, including potential exemptions from certain taxes, sales and use tax, real property taxes, real estate transfer taxes, and mortgage recording taxes, the lease and obligation to purchase or sale of the project facility to the company or such other person as may be designated by the company and agreed upon by the agency. The agency is considering whether to undertake the project and to provide certain exemptions from the taxation with respect to the project, including exemption from mortgage recording taxes with respect to any documents recorded by the agency with respect to the project in the office of the county clerk of Lewis County or elsewhere, exemption from deed transfer taxes on any real estate transfers, exemption from sales taxes relating to the acquisition, construction, renovation, and installation of the project facility, and in the event that the project facility should be subject to real property taxation if owned by the company, but shall be deemed exempt from real property taxation due to the involvement of the agency therewith, exemption from real property taxes, but not including special assessment and special ad valorem levies. Facility, subject to the obligation of the company to make payments in real tax. If a portion of the financial assistance to be granted by the agency, the project is not consistent with the agency's uniform tax exemption policy, the agency will follow procedures for deviation from such policy set forth in section 874.4 of the Act prior to granting such a portion of the financial assistance. If the agency determines to proceed with the project, the project facility will be acquired, constructed, reconstructed and installed by the agency.
I'm finally just telling you.
Sold by the agency. Pursuant to the project agreement, required to make certain payments to the agency. Pursuant to Article 8 of Environmental Conservation Law, Chapter 43B of the Consolidated Laws of New York, as amended, the CEDAR Act, and the regulations adopted pursuant thereto by the Department of Environmental Conservation of the New York, State of New York, by resolution adopted by the members of the agency on October 6, 2022, the agency concurred in the determination that the Town of Lyman Planning Board was designated to act as the lead agency with respect to the project and acknowledged receipt of a negative declaration from the Planning Board issued July 1, 2021, in which the Planning Board determined that the project is a type 1, which will not have significant effect on the environment, and therefore that the environmental impact statement is not required to be prepared with respect to the project. The agency will, at set time and place, hear all persons with views on either the location and nature of the proposed project or the financial assistance being contemplated by the agency in connection with the proposed project. A copy of the application filed by the company with the agency with respect to the project, including the analysis of costs and benefits of the project, is available for public inspection during business hours at the office of the agency. A transcript or summary report of the hearing will be made available to the members of the agency. Additional information can be obtained and written comments may be addressed to Brittany Davis, Executive Director of Economic Development, County of Lewis Industrial Development Agency, 7551 South State Street, PO Box 102-106, Lavelle, New York, 13367, telephone 315-376-3014, dated October 7th, 2022. With that, we do have a representative from John Dallas Solar here, but if anybody has any public comments, you can hear it. Not everybody talk at once.
This is the way it is all day.
Enlighten. It's not the way it always is for solar projects.
Really?
Yeah, some people like to turn out and
I don't know if they just don't read paper and know about it, or I haven't figured it out.
Well, I mean, the Donegal Solar Project, it's not really, there's a really impacting anybody there up on that hill, so.
No, and but that's why I like it, but.
Yeah, it has a double.
There's one up in Turin. I think we talked about that. There was one up in Turin that I didn't realize I drove past it 100 times.
Do you realize it's there?
And it was right out of the main drag, but it's set back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is that on the way to Lavelle there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I've seen it too. The only way you can actually tell is you see the five poles lined up along the road.
The entryway, you mean?
Yeah, it's like the equivalent of like the Golden McDonald's arch. Yeah. <You're right. laughs>
I actually hadn't even noticed them until just recently.
Oh, I'm always looking for them.
Oh, yeah? Oh.
I hate seeing them because it means I can't develop them.
That's a giveaway, huh?
Yeah.
It was built in the 1870s. Those aren't the original windows there. They mimicked what's on this side. That's what it used to be. Just like this side. But when the historic people were here, they recommended to keep them. And I go, why? I want to go all the way back. And I can't remember when they changed them, or if we even knew.
So what plans do you have for this building?
Oh, we're going to keep it as a town hall.
Yeah.
And all that. It's just that we have to meet more criteria. Well, the building needs work. Like the foundation needs to be re-supported over in this corner. And they've got to do... Well, the recommendations we got from the engineer was for them to do more work underneath to make it a little weather protected.
Yep.
And like Rosalie said, I don't know how they want to do insulation. So, and then we discovered that there was actually none of that makes sense. Because of the way it was patchwork there, there's actually another window behind that section. But they must have covered it up maybe when they did this block building out the back, because that's where they keep records. And upstairs, I did climb up there.
Yeah.
I don't know what I was thinking.
I didn't realize it was my first.
You just had to climb a ladder from outside.
Yeah.
And then just above the block building, it's sort of like a another storage area. There's some old school furniture up in there, by the way. And then you had to climb another ladder to get up into this section here. But you can stand up there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And walk around in the dormers and all that.
Basically, what you're telling me is this building is haunted.
Oh, I don't know. I've never thought of that. You know, the only strange sounds Janice hears are the mice when they hit the drop ceiling and they run across the fluorescent panels.
Hey, at least it's mice. I'm starting to get a whiff of what rats are like in New York City. I'm in a new building, so I'm not too bad. But, like, one of the biggest wake up calls for me was there's like this semi parked in the street somewhere. And I thought something was spilling out the back. It looked like, you know, water was just coming out the back of the truck and spilling into the gutter. And as I got closer, I realized that it was rats. It was like, it had to be close to 100 rats all exiting the back of the truck at the same time. It just looked like water jumping into the rat.
I used to have to go to New York quite a bit when I worked for a packaging company.
Yeah.
To make presentations of different places, and my boss would go with me, and one night we were wandering around at 10 o'clock at night looking for a place to eat dinner, and he was like jumping behind me, and he thought he saw a rat.
Oh, I don't
think I can do that. We don't have any in our building.
We live right in Queens.
Yeah. Hey, this was not my choice. I moved for love.
Oh.
My girlfriend got the job in the big city, and I'm just the guy that likes to work in the countryside. I just happen to live there now.
It's like a Hallmark movie.
Sorry?
It's like a Hallmark movie.
Yeah.
It's a modern part Hallmark movie. Yeah.
Does her job maybe going to change, or
sorry?
Does she plan on living there permanently?
Well, I think we're going to, well, to add some nuance, she works for TD Bank, which is the Canadian bank, but now they do banking in the U.S. and New York now, financial services and stuff like that. And I think the plan is she's working there now to work as part of the New York team. And I think, you know, once she gets enough reputation that she can justify moving back to Canada and working from home, that's when we'll do it.
Yeah.
But we're in month two, so I'm not going to start looking at those goal posts yet.
Yeah,
good experience.
It
was an adventure for you guys.
It has been a
good
experience. Oh my gosh, so expensive. It is so expensive. I rent a car to get up here because I'm people in New York City, but just for parking for my building or my car is $300 per month if I were going to have one.
Yeah.
No, as a student, I've rented apartments. I've rented them more expensive than that parking space before.
Oh my gosh.
So it's an adjustment for sure. I'm not a big student slugger. I'm not really used to that type of life, really. My girlfriend is. So it's a bit of an adjustment.
Finding a good places to eat.
They're not hidden. All in your face, especially where I live. The little neighborhood called Soria. It's like there's tons of Greeks, Italians, Vietnamese people, Mexican, and all the food. And nobody speaks English. Everyone's speaking their own language on the street. It's really cool, isn't it? It is really cool. You go into like a little corner store instead of it being like a chain or something like that, it's like Emilio's corner store. He's been to certain same things for like 65 years. It's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. That's cool.
Yeah, I'm a big foodie, so it's been a lot of fun. I had a lot of tacos the last few months. But I just got on.
You want me to tell them that we're waiting on her?
We're not really waiting on her.
We have to wait for the public hearing to actually allot the public comment.
And yeah, we only have to do 30 minutes, right?
We usually do 20. If nobody comes.
Oh, okay.
Somebody might come through. Legit.
I thought maybe somebody from the planning board might be interested.
We don't have much really to discuss, really. I mean, negotiations are done. I know Pat tried to push back on the pilot fee. We have really high intervention costs, so we try to see what we do.
I thought Rosalie said she might have some questions.
Okay. Yeah, she
what
has some questions.
She has questions. I don't know what she's talking to.
Through the process
until
I, you know, pull up Oneida County's pilot guidance and it's 10,000. That's the highest we've gotten so far, but I think that's going to be more butter.
Yes, questions.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't think there's going to be projects. I think most of them are going to come in the next 5 to 10 years, and then they're going to exist for the next 20 to 25.
Right.
Unless there's a new thing that's so fast. I think this is the decade.
What was a didn't write down my question.
I was told there was no post community agreement with the town because the pilot was so high.
You're waiting on questions. I'm sorry, I had to run out.
That's okay.
Okay, you can already address that. So you're saying you're considering to undertake the project to give the exemption, tax exemption.
Mm-hmm.
So in that case, we would get the town and the other taxing jurisdictions would get the pilot payment.
Yep. Yeah.
From you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yep, the company would pay it to us. The developer would pay it to the IDA, and the IDA distributes it out based on the tax percentages.
Based on what assessment? What the farmland was given or the assessed value?
No, the pilot's looking to be $7,500 per megawatt. So
it's per megawatt.
Yeah, per megawatt.
For 4.5 megawatt project. For a 4.5 megawatt project.
Yeah, so that pilot rate is that's our base rate, and they can receive reductions if it's on less than prime soils and all that.
So then a recording, the mortgage tax recording fee that would be eventually waived to reduce that something the town would get, right?
Right.
If they pay it.
Right. So it's for whatever portion they might take out on a mortgage. So sometimes these projects tell us they don't even need that exemption because their financing is lined up differently. But it's 0.01% is the total mortgage recording tax, and 0.075% is the exemption amount for the developer.
And when we're talking about the mortgage, it's really like the construction loan. for the debt to take on the construction of the project. It's not actually a mortgage. It's a loan that we have to report on the title. And there's tax on 1% of the value of that to record it. Just because the value of these projects are so high, that 1% tax is much higher than what typically is for typical developments in the county. Do you know anything about the Duke Energy project that was going in on over by Boonville substation? Every time I talk to somebody about it, it's either happening or it's not happening.
I haven't had an update in at least 6 months, but
yeah.
My understanding is they kept having bid into the next round of NYSERDA whatever, and that they hadn't been successful in their bid yet.
Oh, I thought they were successful in their first bid, and I guess they couldn't build it at the time, and that was a success if they lost. It's interesting that they've gone through approvals first before actually winning the RFP.
Right. So, Rosalie, have you heard from Bob Charlebois lately?
I don't know.
Heard from Bob Charlebois with Duke Energy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't heard from him. It's an approved pilot, and they got in before we really had a lot of policy in place.
Yeah, they got a pretty good pilot deal with that in the day, if I remember correctly. I don't think the planning board was happy there.
Oh, yeah. So smart.
Yeah. The reason I asked is because the Boonville substation is, I know National Grid, they're taking their sweet time upgrading it, but their capital investment plan says that they're starting in 2024. They're going to have a good chunk of the work done by 2024. If the landowners are still interested in pursuing a project and a large scale project is feasible, that substation is right there to support community solar projects that can pay a higher lease rate and generate higher tax revenues per megawatt than a large scale project there.
Right. Yeah, because that was a weird size project.
It's like 20 megawatts or something.
15.
Yeah, that's a tough one to win RFPs because most people are bidding in at like 20 or 50, and they're other developers. We don't do large scale projects because it's just so much work. You end up making enemies with municipalities that don't want to permit half of their town to a solar project for less bang for your buck because large scale solar projects can only utilize certain revenue streams in the wholesale power market versus the community solar market where you're able to sell power directly to national investors.
Right.
Yeah, it's a weird one.
Yeah, it seemed.
Lots of solar developers are talking about how many large scale projects they've been awarded, but they don't talk about how many large scale projects they've built. So there's not many.
So would this tax exception say would be reflected in our town values? I mean, right now, when we at budget time, we get a list of everybody's exemptions, whether it's church or school or seniors or veterans. Would this be, say, $1 million project? Will that be an exemption in that list?
Yes.
Like it would be on the assessment roll?
It would what?
Like it would be on the assessment roll as an exemption?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So what they do is the parcel that it's on still gets taxed.
Mm-hmm.
And then they create like an overlay parcel for where the array is.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the exempt parcel that has the pilot applied to it so that it's exempt.
And then the rest gets taxed as if it were a agricultural property, not an agricultural district, essentially. So we'd have to pay 5 years back taxes to take the other land and new farm property out of the back taxes as well.
Because it hurts our tax rate. I mean, the more exemptions we have, we're already at $9 million out of taxable value here in the town of maybe 120. So we have to take about $9 million of exemptions off before we can collect a dollar amount.
Right,
tax rate. So
Right. That's something
that you show it. We'll show it there, whatever the group bid exception.
Right.
Okay.
Who's your assessor here in Wyden? Who's your assessor?
Who is it?
Yeah.
Susan Martin.
Okay.
Susan.
Yeah, I was talking to her a little bit. Because our cost benefit, we tried to get a better handle on what the full taxation would be for a project like this. We used to be able to use just when they started, we had to pull a number out of a hat, and they were saying 1.2 million per megawatt was what we should consider the assessed value. Just when we're trying to decide if it's worth it to do the project or not. And now they ask us to actually get with the assessor and have them give us a better number.
There's not the value, just because, I mean, even the cost of like equipment and the cost of labor and the cost of shipping that equipment overseas fluctuates so much in the past 2 years, where project valuation could increase or decrease by like a million and a half.
She's like, I'm not sure exactly how you want me to do this. I'm like, I'm not sure either.
And same thing with the pilots too. I mean, if there was no pilot, I mean, the system would be taxed fully for the first year, and then there's an accelerated depreciation on the value of the equipment, too.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It just leaves you open to whatever the assessor is going to
set
that assessment at, right?
Yeah.
That's really kind of why you go the pilot route.
It's why we go for the pilot route, but it's also why the town should go for the pilot route, too, because, I mean, the reason there's an accelerated depreciation is to help make way so that there doesn't need to be as many subsidies in the renewable program. Basically, instead of offering upfront money or more upfront money, they have a investment tax exemption for investors into the project.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, they can write off their personal income tax using this accelerated 5-year depreciation for the first 5 years, and then the equipment is worth a lot less after the last 5 years. Same thing as how you got value of your car, right? You assume you drop it off a lot, you know, its value is cut in half. The solar equipment that can be, you know, 15, 20 years old, it's getting taxed, you know, it will actually be taxed the highest, you know, later on in its life. So it would be depreciated. It's a good deal.
Yeah. You have any more questions you want on the record? It is 1:30, and I will call this public hearing closed.
Affidavit. Janice said that she, it had been notarized. So.